To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 22 of Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today we have Hannah.
Hello.
And Morgan.
Hey.
And Todd.
Hello.
And Kristen.
Hello.
Becky.
Howdy.
And then me, Nathan. And today we're going to go around the room and tell about our three most liked quick service places and three awful, nasty, funky, bad, horrendous. Wish they would replace it with a Burger King quick service.
Not a Burger King.
Culver's.
Not a
Culver's.
A Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yes!
Disney Chick-fil-A. So we're going to take it.
They could call it Mickey Filet.
Mick-filet.
Mick-filet. We need to invest in that.
You should, shouldn't you? I wonder what that little
what about
chicken
Mickey is. Mickey Donald's.
No. It's already called McDonald's, so that's not too much of a stretch.
Yeah. So Mickey's dressed up like a clown?
Oh, that'd be scary.
Yo, kids, have some fun. Want a burger?
Want some pizza?
Watch Pluto eat a chicken nugget. All right, time to be serious.
We're serious.
All right, we're going to go around the room the opposite way this time. So, yes. Becky, what is your three top quick services at Walt Disney World?
In order, probably, the Earl of Sandwich, which is in Downtown Disney, which has yummy, 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 yummy sandwiches. And it's actually not very expensive. Probably the least expensive on my list. The next one would be Mexico and Epcot. I love their chicken soft tacos. They're really good. They're actually called Tacos de Polo. My last one is Casey's Corners, which is in Magic Kingdom. Good hot dogs, and they have all the free cheese that you want to put on your hot dog and your french fries.
You get really good. Extra large cups of cheese, right?
It's that melty kind of cheese.
It's like not the only cheese?
Place. Yeah, that's the only place I'll ever eat it. It's there.
The cheese? Huh.
Maybe I'm lying.
You're lying, you're lying. That's okay.
I think I've had it at Taco Bell, too.
That same cheese? Where did you get it from?
Anyway,
Taco Bell.
Those are my top three from all around the world.
You know, there's a hint about Earl of Sandwich, too.
There's a hint?
There's a hint about the Earl of Sandwich. Okay. You have to scout out seats when you get in there. It's very good, but limited seating.
Yes.
And it's always busy.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
You said.
But they're very efficient. Yeah. It doesn't take that long.
Mm-mm. But it's no fun standing up and eating, so. Like us, we have six, so we send two of our family members to get all of the food, and the other four go out and search for tables.
And then once they find a table and there's not enough chairs, we search for chairs.
Yeah.
If you just find a table of a lot of weak-looking people and just kind of look at them and stare at them and go, like a crazy person, they get up.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's a Disney tip.
No.
That's never happened before. How do you know?
Well, let's see if Nathan will.
You've always gotten a suit.
Yeah, you were never with us.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, it was.
Well, your dad did it.
I was the one.
No, he didn't. You two.
He was in line with you.
Yeah.
We were just intimidating in the line.
Oh, that's what.
But you couldn't even see where the table was in the line when we sat. When we ate at their own sandwich.
My story is starting to crumble.
It is.
It is like that. Whenever you go. Whenever we've ever gone, it's been super busy like that and hard to find a table. Inside or out.
No matter.
Well, especially around lunchtime. I mean, from 11 to 1, you got a lot of people working in the shops and stuff want to go there. So go take a late lunch or early dinner.
I bet they draw a lot of people from around that area, too. Not necessarily just the tourists, but, you know, people that work around there probably go on there and eat, I guess.
And they brought back some new Thanksgiving sandwich that we want to try this year.
Holiday sandwich with turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing.
It sounds disgusting, but they say it's really good. It's
supposed to be the best. It's, which means I'll have to get two sandwiches. One to try and then one to eat.
The first one doesn't count, does it?
No! If I have to sit here and talk about these sandwiches, I need to eat them.
Okay.
I'm trying to sacrifice this podcast. All you do is people making fun of me. All right, Kristen, what's your top three?
Okay, I'll do mine in order too, because they are pretty much the same as Becky's, but they're different order. Mine are Mexico, because of the nachos. They've got the best nachos. Earl sandwich. They have the best BLT. And Casey's. Best Chicago dog.
Ooh, yeah. I forgot to mention. And that's the same.
Yeah. And a close fourth is Columbia Harbor House. And Magic King.
Todd?
I like the Main Street Bakery. So that's
kind of... Of course you do.
That's we can tell. Who knows if that's going to be there anymore. It's closed,
no,
right?
No, no, no. The Starbucks is going in there, but the bakery is going to stay the same.
Are you sure?
Yes, they're just going to serve Starbucks in there.
Okay. They have a huge cinnamon roll, so probably enough for
three of us
family to eat. So
all three of us didn't finish it.
Oh wow!
It's really good too.
But plus, I'm not a breakfast person, so I eat like three bites of it.
So I like that for a good breakfast. I like Casey's Corner as well. Another place in Magic Kingdom, seasonal Tortuga Tavern. It's really good. Had a taco salad there one time. It's very good. On the table, I just usually get a lot of burgers and stuff. So, but every place has burgers, and there's not much variety between the different places. Although Pecosville, I've heard that those are supposed to be really good. I've actually never ate there, but I think they have a little more toppings bar and stuff. So these are more of things available than just your normal regular quick service.
Yeah, I think they have, like, mushrooms and
onions. We walked in there one time when Morgan was little, and she wants no part of burgers, and they didn't have chicken nuggets on their menu, so we had to... That's when we went and got the taco salad. But they had the mushrooms and onions, and, I mean, they had a whole topping bar laid out there.
I bet they had that cheese there, too.
I bet they do. I bet you would eat it there, too.
No, she only eats it at Casey's. And Taco Bell. Oh, you eat the cheese sauce at Chick-fil-A, too. But I bet it's all the
different.
Same cheese.
No, that's totally different.
Yeah, it's a different cheese.
Oh, was it made from other kinds of milk?
Thank you, Kristen.
This is chicken milk.
Gross.
Chicken milk? It's Chick-fil-A. They don't do any hamburgers. It's all got to come from a chicken.
No cows.
So how do you make
cheese?
What
is wrong with you?
So, anyway. And I like the Flame Tree Barbecue over at the Animal Kingdom. So it's a little bit different. It's an opportunity to get some barbecue.
We've never eaten there.
So you've eaten there?
No, we ain't there.
It's been a while, but it's very good.
Yeah, they like pulled pork, and then they have brisket and
sandwiches, stuff like that.
Chicken and stuff like
that. And they like maybe ribs. And three bad ones, I don't know. It's kind of.
We're not doing our bad ones yet. Go on. Pay attention.
That's three or four. Like Yorkshire at the UK for quick service fish and chips. It's always a good standby. That can't go wrong there.
All right, Morgan.
My favorite is the Earl of Sandwich because it has the best BLTs. Then Casey's Corners because I love hot dogs and they have the best chili dog ever. And Mexico because I love their nachos.
That's my baby there.
That's my girl. Also in Mexico too is cool because you can sit on the little lagoon thing.
Yeah.
Watch.
And the birds swoop down and try to get your food.
Yeah, but I also, it was a toss-up between Mexico and China because I like the orange chicken in China.
All right, you know, what about your top three?
My number one is Casey's Corner, and I like the mini corn dogs with the cheese sauce.
That's my girl!
You only eat it there? You also eat it at Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A with the chicken milk.
And then my second one is Mexico, and I get the Polo.
Tacos de Polo.
Yeah, that. And then my third one is the Lotus Blossom Cafe at China, and I get the orange chicken.
Seems like a pattern's going on here.
My bloody!
So my first is Mexico. It's between Mexico and Casey's Corner. I mean, if they could combine it, I could get a Mexican nacho hot dog.
Oh, even I wouldn't like that.
I have awesome. Okay, Nathan, I'll defend you here. I've actually seen hot dog nachos. Rachel Ray makes them.
Nasty.
They look really good.
If you could combine that, wouldn't you eat it? Would you not take a bite of it? Really?
Okay, I scoffed at barbecue nachos until I tried them, and now I love them.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
you know, combine those two and you have heaven on a bun. Heaven on your buns.
So, oh my gosh. That's where it goes straight to.
So, thank you.
Number two is the Yorkshire County Fish Place, because you can get some fish, and that's like one of our things we got to do when we're there anyway.
Yeah.
Good fish, good flies, and...
Flies?
You can get yourself a nice drink, and if you can find yourself a seat in the little bar, it's awesome to go in there and sit down. You can get yourself a drink, you can look at people, and have yourself something nice to eat. And if you're your guys, but you're not my guys, you can get yourself a scotch egg in there too as well. There's another quick service that you can do in there that you don't have to go to the outside part and get the fish. You can order from the bar inside there. And why are you shaking your head no?
Because that's not quick service.
It was pretty quick to me.
It's not quick service. It's not considered a quick service.
When you order inside. When you order inside.
It's still as cheap as quick service. Just to let you know that.
Okay. So get your quick service outside. Go inside and get a scotch egg on the non-quick service, even though it was pretty quick coming out. My number third, and I keep with the fish theme, is Columbia Harbor House, because they have some of the best fish and some of the best shrimp that you can get that's out there. But you don't like their fish there? Come on now. And you go and you sit over the little bridge thing and you watch people come up go underneath you.
I'm good with that, the way you said it.
What, fish? Shrimp?
You didn't say that.
Shrimp. Shrimp. Whatever. Jimmy Christmas. Okay. That's my three. Becky, what's
Nathan?
Your bottom? What's your bottom three?
This will also go in order. I have to say Raglan Road, which is in downtown Disney, their quick service was so gross. The fish had to be rotten. We had to throw it away. It was actually that bad. And go somewhere else and pay full price. Again, which is very expensive at Disney for another meal. My next one would be the Fairfax Fair, which is in Hollywood Studios. And we ate breakfast there. I got coffee and a sausage and egg McMuffin.
You were at McDonald's.
It was all, again, unedible and undrinkable. The coffee was disgusting. And last but not least is Sunshine Season, which is in Epcot, where Soarin' is, and it's a pretty big place that has a huge variety of food. I don't think I've ever eaten there because the smell turns me off. So, what?
I don't know.
It stinks in there. It could be a combination of that food and that restaurant that twirls with the with the chipmunks.
Were you sick that day?
No.
The chipmunks running around and twirling. restaurant.
Did you fall down and hit your head?
No, that
it's like a hamster ball with Jim's.
They're the one that's making it twirl around.
It's like, Jim and Dale are really
they're pushing it around with their foot. Go, Dale, go.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Anyhow.
Serious. Bring it back to serious.
That's as serious as I can get. Okay. The odor needs to be fanned out.
Well, you got to put a Febreze mask on there to go.
Well, they have all those doors. They could somehow blow that out of there.
What is wrong with you?
What doors?
Oh, and there's like six doors that you can come in and out of when you go in there.
So you want to keep them open?
Yes. Or open something at the top.
You want a skylight.
Well, you know, as you know, Disney has, maybe they do this there, but it's the wrong smell. But make me laugh. Okay. Like in Magic Kingdom, they have, where the candy shop is, they have odors that they blow out, which yeah. are candy smells. Mm-hmm. And it smells good. Or, you know, maybe even Casey's Corners has a good smell that's blowing out of there. It's to get you in the mood and
pull you in there to buy stuff.
So you want them to blow. You want them to blow food, good food smelling stuff in there so you'll want to eat the food instead of the rot smell. You think Febreze makes a hot dog spray? Is that your bottom three?
Yes, I'm done.
Thank God. All right, Kristen, what's your bottom three?
I only have two.
Oh, really?
I only got a place because I like. Okay.
Got any restaurants that need to be sprayed?
No. ABC Commissary. It's just not good. Yeah. It's just not. And the counter services at Caribbean Beach.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah. You're thinking.
I mentally blocked that stuff.
Ooh, that was really bad.
You know, it seemed like we each got something different, and none of it was all that appetizing, except maybe Todd's ice cream. How do you mess up ice cream out of a machine?
Can't. That's why it was good.
So those are my two. We typically stick to the same places because we know they're good. And
yeah, but those, you know, for us, those bad was just live and learn throughout the years that we've been there.
All right, Todd, what's your bottom three?
I don't really have any. I like hamburgers. And, you know, like I said, it's pretty plain. Any place, any quick service has a general hamburger.
You ever eaten at the ABC Commissary?
Yeah, it's been a long time ago. But.
Yeah, he has. And yeah, he makes the snow roll up nose every time he eats there.
So, well, but you know, we usually don't eat there. We haven't eaten there in a while.
Because
so.
It's not any good.
I haven't been back there in a while, so I can't tell.
So what about the Caribbean Beach?
It's probably the...
Come on now.
Well, at least good hamburgers I've had in a while. I'm a guy, I like to eat.
That's He's it? The guy that eats the gas station hot dogs.
Roller food. I don't do roller food. Okay. Wouldn't do that. But.
You like it all, right?
All right, Morgan, what's your bottom three?
I only have one, and it's the Caribbean Beach, because I got one of those round pizzas, and it was like super greasy and nasty. It was like the bottom of it was soggy. I'm like, how do you mess up a round pizza?
Yeah, and they're so thick with dough.
No, that one wasn't. It was thick with nothing. It was thick.
Wow.
It was soggy on the bottom. And then it went through. It was nasty.
It's
And then it broke my retainer, so, you know.
That's what something I don't know.
That's some bad food when it breaks a dental appliance.
Her permanent retainer, not her plastic retainer, but
dang,
the permanent weird. Retainer pulled it off.
That's glued to my teeth with, like, super glue.
Because some people listening might think, why is she wearing a retainer while she's eating? That's not smart.
She wasn't after she was eating. That's it?
Yeah.
Because you, like, hot dogs.
Yeah, most places have hot dogs with brown pieces that aren't soggy, so.
So what about you, Hannah? What's your bottom three?
My first one is Polo Campero.
That's a chicken place in downtown,
too. Yeah.
It's where McDonald's used to be a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mickey Donald's?
Yeah. And then the Fairfax Fair, because me and... Didn't we both get cinnamon rolls?
I have no idea. Yeah. I do not remember that.
And they weren't good.
They were like they had been sitting there for a few years.
Yeah. They weren't even close to the ones at the bakery on in Magic Kingdom.
I must have got the display ones.
I think we all got display food.
What's your third one? Do I have a third one? Okay. Well, mine is the ABC Commissary. It's not good food. That fish place at Raglan Road. Because whatever I ate wasn't fish. Even though they said it was. I think they just fished out of the backside of that place and pulled it in and slapped it in some batter. And then the other one is Polo Campero. Because if you go into a restaurant and fish looks that... Or not fish... It could have been fish. Chicken. If chicken is that kind of shade of yellow, and there's only like a piece and a half, how do you have a piece and a half of chicken? No. Not going there. Not going to do it. That heat lamp just dried that little thing up like a little fritter.
Gave it a tan.
It gave it a nice yellowish, brownish tan. You can't dip something in that and make it that color. Unless it's like iodine. It's iodine chicken. If anybody likes it, that's fine. But when I walked in that place and I had to put sunglasses on, no, I'm not doing it. Okay. All right. So I guess that's our top three, bottom three. So hopefully that helped you all out. Hopefully it just gave you a laugh or two. But we appreciate you all listening to us again and continuing to listen. Because I know we can be a little crazy sometimes, but if you got any suggestions on what your top three or bottom three are and why, you can always either email us or call us. All of our contact information is in our show notes.
I hope all your dreams are magical dreams.
Bye!
Buy some Febreze.